Okay.
7 for 4.
Who? 100?
190, 7 for 4.
Off.
Seven
over. Oh, that's not bad. Six more overs to go. So they might get 250, you see. So that's very good.
Your glasses are in the bathroom.
Oh, thanks very much. Right, I'll go and get the paper. Yep. Anywhere. I leave my case here. I don't know what I've done with the case, so I was probably downstairs. Still not able to find it. Better put these plants out. Better switch this tape off because there's not likely to be much conversation now for a while. Good morning. Not quite so cold this morning, is it? No, that's right. Hello. Hello then. Hello. Good morning. Hello.
How are you?
Very well, and you?
Fine.
How's Alistair? Pardon? Oh, you've got the monster. Is he? Oh well, she's up and down, you know. I mean, sometimes she's better. Yeah, that's right. We went. That's right. We went to Barège in the French Pyrenees. And it wasn't bad. The snow wasn't very good to start with, but it snowed on the Thursday, and then we skied quite a bit after that. But poor girl, she got sciatica on the Wednesday.
Well, that's painful.
And for a week, she really hardly left the hotel. She came up with us for two or three days and sort of sat, you know, a bit and saw us. But then the next week, she was really no good at all.
Yes. Oh, dear.
So that was a shame, but it got better slowly, you know.
And are you on your own, or dogless?
No, I'm dogless. I just walk.
No.
I just walk to get the paper.
Oh, yeah.
It gives me a bit of exercise. Yes.
I
get very much.
I was looking around for the dog.
No. And how do you like your guard dog?
Very well. He's great. He really is. Isn't he? Lovely squeak. Yes, it's dreadful. I think he's slightly frightened of our spaniel.
So is he really?
Weeks.
He's hello.
And I'm just saying, if I'm going through Newton, there's a big bus somewhere near, I'd drop him and if it would run him over. He just goes on and on.
Oh dear.
It's just like a squeaky door.
It's really annoying. He's not like that at home, it's just that Pip, I think, intimidates him.
Dirty looks all the time.
How old is he?
Two.
Two.
So he's only little, really.
My goodness, he needs some exercise, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's
full of bounce. Oh, he's obedient, isn't he?
Come here.
Who was a good boy?
Sorry.
No, he wants to run, thanks very much. Oh, yes, I'll keep you fit.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you who I was seeing and asked after Alistair yesterday, and that was Bill.
Oh, yes.
He came to see us.
Oh, how is he?
He seems very well, you know, very busy and still working on his new house that they've got in, you know, Whatcom area. And doing a lot of work, but he was asking, said, do you ever hear of Alistair? I said, yes. He said, oh, well, remember me to him.
I'll do that.
Yes.
It's because he was a nice chap, wasn't he?
He was a nice chap, yes. Oh, he was very good, yeah. And did you know Ken? No, you perhaps didn't know Ken. He was.
I don't know the name.
No, he was right at the very beginning of the school.
Yes.
And he was one of the kingpins building the swimming pool.
Oh, yes.
Which has now been filled in.
Yes.
But he died about three weeks ago. His poor wife was absolutely devastated. He'd been ill for about 6 months, I think, but only 62. But you know, it sort of goes on, doesn't it? Anyway, nice to see you.
Alistair's in a cheery mood.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yes, that's great, isn't it?
You know how teachers go, so I say, when you meet anybody and they say to him, how's teaching you? I say, just stop it! You're really actually you're enjoying it. I think you get into a habit.
We've had, he may see at some stage, he might just see my son, Christopher.
Really?
Yes, a fortnight ago, he was appointed chief art advisor for Devon.
That's very good.
So he's moving down. He's moving down in April. We are pleased, yes, because they're a lovely family and they're going to be, they'll be sort of down in this area, you know, sort of probably the Exeter area. Well, we go up and stay with them up in, you know, in Cheshire, but yeah.
Not the same as really taking part along
with. Oh, yes. Oh, that's lovely. So, he's a little bit frightened, I think, you know. Well, apprehensive is the word, really. But I think he came down this week just for a day and went back in and saw one or two people, and I think he's happier now. He's beginning to get some ideas as to what, you know, he will be able to do and what contribution he will be able to make. So,
And is Devon quite a good authority to work for? I mean, no cash, I suppose, but...
I suppose it is.
I don't know whether some authorities are...
Tell Alistair, because he'll enjoy the joke, because Imelda came down to us, you see, she arrived at lunchtime, out of the blue to us, and said that Christopher was on an interview. And if he got through the first part, to the second part, he would, in the afternoon, he'd give us a ring. But by 10 to 2, he hadn't phoned, so she assumed he was on his way back, having not got the second part. Anyway, he phoned up about 10 to 2 and said... But before that, she had said that he had met Mark. You know the name?
Yes.
So I said to Imelda, oh dear, I said, if Mark puts 2 and 2 together, I said, there's no way he's going to get the job, I said, because Mark and I were just, you know... So we were laughing about this. Anyway, Christopher phoned up and said he got through to the second part. He was the only one that was going through to the second part. And he phoned up about 45 minutes later to say that he'd got the job. And then he said, I believe you know Mark. So I said, yes. So he said, well, he's standing here at my side. He'd like a word with you. So Mark came onto the phone then and said, the penny only dropped afterwards. He said, I suddenly thought... I said, your father isn't Terry by any chance. So Christopher said, yes. So he said, well, so Mark, I said, well, we've done a good job this afternoon. So I thought that was nice of him. But yeah.
They cancel everything.
That's right. tell Alistair, because Alistair will remember the fights that we had with Mark.
So
he's the chief advisor for the whole of Devon, is Mark still, you see. But anyway, yeah. So. They are. Bye. I will. Bye. Hello. Hi. All right. What's this last minute filling up your tap bag for the
paper.
For the great journey?
Packed.
You are packed. Gavin wasn't packed last night.
I was a bit excited, so I started packing last night.
So you're getting excited?
Yeah.
I bet. What time do you go on the ferry?
Half past one. No, we leave on the coach
half past
one.
You leave on the coach half past one?
In the evening, we get on the ferry.
This evening?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a night ride across France?
Yeah. And we stop off in... on the coach, we stop off in Germany for breakfast.
Oh, yes, yes. I trust you've got your Deutschmarks?
Yeah. Thank you.
Somewhere. How's that? 25? That's about right.
Hi,
thanks, Alex.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Thank you. But I wish I was going with him.
Where?
Alex.
Where's
Kitzbühel.
Yeah.
Can do us about skiing.
Yeah.
Saw Mima.
Did you?
Yeah, she was just coming out of the car, by the, you know, in the car park by Decoy Lake.
Yeah.
With the daughter, what's her name?
Yeah.
The one with the dog.
Yeah.
She's just bought a dog, so she had her dog there and the two dogs, and so that was nice. I didn't let her.
Yeah.
Said, how's Alistair? And she said, very happy, really. She said, he really has settled in, and, you know, it sort of, that was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. The dog's a black, sort of, long-legged Labrador.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. A lot taller than Jess.
Yeah.
And my goodness me, it's got some bumps in it. 2 years old. So. And then, of course, in the paper shop, who's waiting for a paper but Alex? So I said, you all packed? He said, yes. He's yelling, aye, aye. So he's yelling excited too. But you know, isn't that strange? He came to get a paper, you see, for the family. Now that family, you know, the mirror. You know, that sort of thing astounds me. It really does. So what's the latest on the cricket, have you heard any more? Well, it'll be on CFAX, I expect.
She's been love struck ever
since. It's what you say? It's on 3, there's a commentary on 3, Radio 3.
But the pictures and that are on Sky Television.
Yeah, that's right. 9 wickets, 50 overs, 2-3-5. Well, I suppose that's not bad, it's over 4, it's 4.5 an over. Smith got 91.
Oh, he didn't get this 100. They were saying, the last time I heard them saying anything, he was sort of going...
De Freitas was run out, look for one.
Oh, gosh.
Obviously hitting out, you see. Yeah. They were just trying to sort of score the runs in the
trying
last...
Trying to get 250, I reckon.
Oh, well. That's not bad,
well,
I suppose.
Well, to be hoped that Botham does his business. I suppose it'll be with... Who will he bowl with?
Well, there's Lewis and Pringle and Reeve and De Freitas and Tufnell. I mean, they're all bowlers.
Tufnell is a slow bowler.
Yeah.
Does Reeve bowl?
I think so, yeah.
Lewis does, of course, and Pringle does.
That's right. And Hick can, you see, if need be, and both of them can. I mean, that, it's a good all-round side, really. Well, I've got some porridge.
Sorry.
I'm going to have that, and then we can go out.
I should think Alex has become a sort of completely different boy.
Mind you, it seems they had a test at school last week, and he wasn't terribly happy with it. He said he couldn't understand it. He tried to explain to me what it was, but you know, it was not easy. But Gavin said, he said they'd had the test, and he said it took him a bit of time to get into it. But once he got into it, you know, he did all right. Now, I think he said how many he got. He didn't seem to do too badly, but he said Alex didn't really do anything, and what he did do, he thought was wrong, so he didn't hand it in. He said, in actual fact, what he had done was right. So I don't know. I told Alex to go and see, you know, and ask about it and sort of, so apparently he did do that, so that at least you'll know. But it's strange really, because normally Alex
so much better
copes very well, you know.
And yet that other time, you know, when he came to you.
That's right, yes, and Gavin, of course,
Gavin,
yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. Mm. Yes, Gavin really has, he's one that's come on tremendously.
Mm.
Well, just give me a bit of it. I don't mind. I guess give me sort of two or three pages.
Is it in there that long?
Well, I don't mind.
I look and see.
I'm going to look at it anyway.
It's just it here. No, the sunshine. I think you must have got it in your lock. Yes, because this is all the rate and it's coming for the week.
They're saying that the man who was arrested, the neighbours are saying he doesn't look anything like the photo kid.
Well, of course, it could well be that, you know, they suspected that he might have, you know, altered his appearance or something. Well, I hope that's not the wrong one.
Well, I think that, you know, this the grounds that they're obviously looking at.
Yes, and also the car. And the railway being close at hand.
Yeah. Gosh, I hadn't heard that. One of Stephanie's close colleagues has been under armed guard, police guard for a week following death threats from the alleged kidnapper. As the net closed on him, he phoned estate agent Jane, the girl who helped prepare the second artist's impression. Jane had met him face to face when he called at the office in Great Bar, Birmingham, days before the kidnap to collect details on several houses for sale Her blood ran cold when she picked up the phone on Wednesday, February the 12th, to hear his voice again. He told her that even if he was caught, he had now enough money to get her. Police monitoring calls to the Shipways office traced the call within seconds to a phone box at the service station on the A1 at Gornby near Grantham, Lincolnshire. Police cars arrived at the call box only minutes after the kidnapper had left. Part of the telephone box used to make the threats was dismantled and taken away for forensic examination. Seamless job share, police girls to boost one crime. Reminds me that Bob told me, only he doesn't know how much Bridget knows, so we mustn't say anything to her, but he said that there is some possibility that she may get I think April time she may be made what's called court officer, in which case she'll be a 9 to 5 on a sort of on a Monday to Friday basis, but she'll be sort of liaise between the police, the court, and the prosecuting service.
They should know everything there was there to know.
And, you know, she'd be good at that, I should think. So there's a possibility of that, apparently.
Well, we went for her to tell us anything. I knew that you were talking to him about something.
Forgotten all about that, just sort of
and
saw it. It tricking,
you know, to myself, well...
Tricking my mind, you know. No, it wasn't that at all. It was just that it completely went from my mind.
Well, that would be good, of course. But Suto, that's better, really. And it would show they don't want to lose them.
Yeah. A record 750,000 Brits are expected to head for the slopes this winter with the snow the best in Europe for 20 years.
Well, I suppose when could we fit it in?
Be nice to go back to it, wouldn't it?
Still, we can't have 3 holidays in a year.
Why not?
Sorry?
Why not? Well, how's the time? It's 9:30. Do you want to go out to Tesco before we go to church? I better go and get changed.
Thank you, dear. I don't know who writes this bit of the, you know. Oh, it must be this fella Tory, yes. He's writing about, did you, it has been going on for a long time, Sutsy, such impressive, dodgy back acting. Poor old William Roach, who plays Ken Barlow on Coronation Street, has been moaning and groaning, wincing and writhing in the most frightful and, indeed, the most convincing of manners. He has even fallen out of the bed. Those few of us who are new converts to Coronation Street do not know all the facts, of course. We are ignorant of the finer points of the time gone by. But why is Deirdre so nasty to Ken? I've yet to catch up with Wednesday night's proceedings on my video contraption. But the last thing that I heard Deirdre say to Kenneth, who was recovering on a put-you-up in her front room, was, I'm stuck with you till you're back on your feet. And as far as I'm concerned, it can't come soon enough for me. Ken lay there, immobile, stunned. A cruel carry-on. What's a poor chap done? But then I've missed too much.
Oh, dear.